I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right. Hey, welcome back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. Hour number 2, and working on getting my next guest onto the program with us. Hopefully, He is in good health and able to join us today. I'm certainly hopeful that he is. But in the meantime, my, so much that is happening in our country today, and it really, you know, I can't stress enough how important it is that we get back to the virtues. I started to kind of share this yesterday, and I guess let me take a minute to go a little bit further into the process. Hang on, I'm going to send this message. We are... There we go. Okay. So, I was talking yesterday a bit about our founders and about the importance of virtue. Bill Federer was on with us giving some historical background on the idea of what started our country. Of course, we're in July. We celebrate Independence Day. And the understanding of what exactly does that mean and what happened, what changed. Our founding fathers came to America, and a huge part of why they were here was for religious liberty, for religious freedom, to be able to experience the ability to worship God as they believed. And so within each one of the original 13 colonies, you had literally different groups of what we would today call denominations, Baptists and Congregationalists and Methodists and Puritans and Episcopalians and just different groupings. And each one of them had some differentiation in the liturgy of how they approach their some of the doctrines, some of their theology, some of their just general liturgy of how they conducted a service and so on. But irrespective of those differences, what they agreed upon is that there was one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There was one Bible. They all read out of the King James Bible. There was one Savior, Jesus Christ. All men had sinned and were in need of a relationship with Jesus Christ to fix that. That the basic legal tenets of Scripture, the Ten Commandments, not to steal and covet, not to lie, to worship one God, not to murder, the basic Ten Commandments and the communal laws that were associated with how you interacted with your neighbor and boundaries and all the different things associated with that. They all agreed upon those things. And then they also agreed that the people that they would send to represent them needed to be people of virtue, needed to be people who had a understanding of God. In most of their own state houses, they not only did they have to have a profession that there was a God, but in many instances, they had to have a profession of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and an acceptance of biblical truths in order to serve in government. They actually did have a litmus test. And as it was appropriate to please understand that states had a right and the people of the states voted and agreed that individuals that would represent that state in the state would have those belief systems and that the federal representatives, the congressional representatives, and then ultimately the senators who were agreed upon and sent to represent the state's interests by the state legislators, all of those individuals had to meet the criterions that those states and the people in those states felt were important to make sure that they didn't go there because they had experienced fiefdoms. They had experienced kings and monarchs and lords and all of that kind of stuff. And they were saying, hey, you know what? We don't want any more of those. We don't want lords. We don't want monarchs. We don't want any of that kind of nonsense. We want people just like us, regular people who have the highest virtue. Those are the kinds of people that we want to represent us. And that was very, very critically important to them. Now, that being said, I have to say that, you know, it is also important to understand then. So here we have this is the means by which our nation was founded. And the purpose behind it was to keep the people that they sent there in check so that they didn't get out of control, so that authoritarianism didn't happen, so we didn't end up with all these little bureaucracies, so that all of this didn't take place. As a country, our founders said, we reject monarchies, we reject authoritarianism, we reject, technocracy, which is something that Kenneth Raposa and I were starting to kind of drift into. But we reject the idea of a technocracy. We reject the idea that man has all of his own answers. We know that truth and life and liberty, they don't just come from God. They are inherently put inside of us. And again, this goes back to why these fundamental principles are so critically important to understand and why America was so incredibly successful. America was successful because Americans, almost to a man and a woman, but literally every literally person in America understood that they had been given these inalienable rights that were on the inside of them, and that when they were doing the things that they were doing, they weren't doing them as unto a man. But as Paul writes, they were doing these things as unto God himself. And that at some point they would have to respond to God himself, because God was going to call them to accountability. God was going to say to them, listen, you're going to have to account for me for what you're doing. My argument here is that we have a responsibility before God for the things that are happening in this country. I see America as a place where God has given us talents, gifts, abilities. I see the church as taking its talent and being like the servant who was given the one talent who went and buried his talent. And I don't believe that the church is going to come out of that unscathed for taking that position. In fact, I believe that the church is going to be called to account for that and is going to have to give account for it. And believers are going to have to give an account as to whether or not they were participating in burying their talent and looking at God and saying, I don't get you, I don't understand you, your ways, and this and that and the other. Versus those that are out there with the 5 or the 10 who are multiplying their talents, who are doing something with what God has given them. And I believe that that is truly who we are supposed to be as believers. I'm tying this together to help us to understand, and this is why, and I know you say, well, Pastor, you just kind of keep harping on the same message. When we begin to see within our neighborhoods the change that is possible by embracing these ideals, when we begin to see a flourishing happening in our country once again, starting at the grassroots level, when we start to see families stabilizing and becoming healthy again. And when I say family, I'm talking about a father and a mother and children. That's what I'm talking about. Because that's what God talks about. Because that is fundamentally what makes for a healthy society and a healthy culture. The idea that a woman who is able to stay home and not have to go into the workforce, but is helping to keep the children headed in the right direction, while the husband is providing and then supporting the wife and supporting the children and establishing an example as to what hard work looks like, what productivity looks like, what community involvement looks like, and mom, who is then actively involved in the community as well. Look, the most important thing you've got as a mother is training up those children in the way that they should go. And you're not doing it alone. You're doing it with your husband. And husband should be engaged and involved in that. But there's a different interaction between a mom and a dad and children. Just like there's a different interaction between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost with us. Our interactions are generally either with the Son or with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does what? Leads you into all truth. The mom in a family represents that Holy Spirit. The father stands as the epitome of that truth. All right, I got to take a break. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. I hope this is helping somebody. I hope this is encouraging somebody. You can be a family unit.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nigga products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, so let me ask... Here's a perfect example of where the morality and the virtue has completely disappeared. A worksheet at Boston High School suggests assassinations as a legitimate form of resisting oppression. A Charleston High School in the city of Boston, certain teachers instructing students learning English who recently arrived in the United States may be indoctrinating these children to incite violence as a form of resistance to their alleged oppressors, according to experts. The classroom files of three of the school's teachers in the sheltered English immersion program are currently available for download on the Boston Teachers Union website. These teachers teach humanities to 9th and 10th grade students who've recently arrived in the country from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and China. One part of the curriculum profiled on the website involves notes and assignments around oppression, resistance, and narrative structure. It includes detailed note-taking sheets and PowerPoints on institutional, interpersonal, and internalized oppression. Students are invited to critically examine when certain forms of resistance might be appropriate. The first page of the worksheet identifies three types of oppression as institutional, interpersonal, and internalized, and then lists examples of each. Trump builds a wall on the border so it is harder for Latinos to enter the U.S. at the interpersonal. Now, that is an example of institutional oppression. So institutional oppression is creating a border here in the United States. And institutional oppression, according to this teaching then, should be met with violence. Now, I was just talking to you about virtue. I was just talking with you about how important it is for us to understand the concept of virtue and to be teaching children virtue. Teaching 9th and 10th graders at that age that the response that they should have to the individuals who are perpetrating or who are propagating the idea of a secure border or a border wall so that illegal immigration, drug trafficking, sex slave trafficking, child smuggling, things of that nature, so that individuals are not brought in containers and left to die, so that neighborhoods are not inundated with illegals or foreign national illegals from other countries, and subsequently the entire neighborhood then becomes victimized by crime and criminal enterprises because they can't go say anything, because if they do, then their neighbor might be deported and they don't want their neighbor to be deported, or they're under threat if they say anything because their neighbor is going to turn them in to the drug lord or gang affiliation that is controlling that neighborhood now, and there is no law. And their children become victims, and the American dream that they wanted for their kids becomes a nightmare. But now in these schools, they're going to teach that individuals who are speaking about the need for walls, the need for boundaries, the need for legal immigration processes, the need to keep these criminal elements out, the need to have some restriction. Everyone that wants to come to America can't come to America. I'm sorry, but we just don't have the ability to be able to take everyone in. But even for those that are coming, the work visa programs, all of those kinds of things. But anybody who wants to put up a wall or a restriction is now considered an oppressor, and the idea that violence is the means by which to remove these oppressors. These are dangerous concepts. They're unbiblical, they're unscriptural, they're without virtue. But their purpose is to create a civil war and civil unrest, because the only way that Marxism, communism, socialism overtakes a nation is to create such civil unrest so as to then allow the actual authoritarian or the dictators to actually come in and institute these restrictions and take away your rights, take away your freedom of speech, which they're doing, take away your right to religious liberty, which they are attempting to do, take away your right to peacefully come together to redress your government. Those are being taken away. We don't have a free press anymore. If you are reporting on anything, you have to toe the big line. Otherwise, tell the big lie or they shut you down. That's what social medias are doing. That's what these platforms are doing. That's what happened to me over the weekend. And all of this is designed to cause America to implode and explode and the violence necessary for its overthrow. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. And we are joining live the Hill Country Patriot Radio Network as well. Joining him here with the Chosen Generation Radio Show in our network. And we welcome the Matt Long Show and the man himself, Mr. Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Glad to be here with you, Pastor Greg, as always on a Tuesday morning.
On a Tuesday morning, absolutely. Well, I was just kind of throwing something out at you as we were in the kind of in the green room there, and I think it ties to what you sent me, the article that you sent me as well. Because, you know, one of the great areas of contention, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Epoch Times actually has an article in their premium section. Worksheet at Boston High School suggests assassinations as legitimate form of resisting oppression. And,
wow.
And one example of oppression at the institutional level is identified as Trump builds a wall on the border so it's harder for Latinos to enter the U.S. And that ties directly into what we're talking, you know, what you sent me regarding the article about, you know, judges and delays and, you know, people being allowed to just kind of enter into the United States and maybe show up, maybe not show up. And even if they do show up, their checkout is delayed.
Oh, yeah, there is. And by the way, folks, if you subscribe to the Epoch Times, this is an amazing article. It's under the Social Issues tab, and it's called A Visit to U.S. Immigration Court, where the action is ... not. And so you start reading this article, and first of all, it kind of turns over as if we didn't already know they were lying to us, right? Mm. This makes it even more clear. That's why I find this article so intriguing. You know, what we've been hearing about, okay, all these illegals are coming over. The Biden administration is just letting them cross over. They're processing them. They're telling us they're processing them and then getting them an order to appear in court, right? And so there is a handful of immigration courts across the country, and the one in New Orleans is what this article is written about. And apparently, from what this article says, and it's a long article, but it basically says that officials at the New Orleans immigration courts have about two active courtrooms. They hear about 50 cases each morning, and they wrap up business by 11 a.m. So these guys are hearing a handful of cases. They're quitting by noon, and and most of those, and Pastor Greg, and then it goes on further in the article, and it says, oh, and by the way, they're not actually making any decision. Every single person that walks in there that says, look, I'm following up on my order to appear, here it is, every single one of them gets a stay or a delay. I don't know the legal language, but they get a delay. That delay now is anywhere from 3 to 5 years.
Okay. So
3 to 5 years.
So here's the tie-in to the Boston High School article that I started with. These teachers are teaching humanities to 9th and 10th grade students who've recently arrived in the country from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and China. So do you see? I mean, I see a correlation. If you're saying, because the kids are just as intermingled as their parents or as adults and a lot of these unaccompanied minors, right, that are coming through. So they're also getting 3 to 5 year stays. So this is directly related to these children who are 9th and 10th grade age who are being taught that the border protection and the border system and the court system that they are intermingled with, that everyone associated with all of this whole process, these are all oppressors. And that a legitimate reaction, a legitimate response to these oppressors is violence.
Wow. Let me, you know, the first thing I thought of when you said that, you gave that line about assassinating someone from, you know, the enemy from the other side, and it kind of made me, it's like, okay, let's take this to the extreme. I'm a slave in 1820, or I'm sorry, 1720, and I'm a slave.
Okay.
Is it okay for me to kill my master in order to gain my freedom?
I would suggest that, again, that you know, murder is something not agreeable to God's word. Now, I understand someone would argue, and I can hear this argument echoing, but you know, this guy, this master is cruel, is abusive, is causing, you know, physical pain, is mistreating individuals, and potentially has committed, heinous crimes themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest is that we're dealing with two dramatically different scenarios because the individuals that are coming illegally into the country are number one, they're not being treated as slaves. They are being addressed as criminals, which they are. The slave scenario is a whole different animal. That individual, however that they ended up in that place, in that position, is not someone that committed a crime, and the person who is holding them as a slave is not committing a crime in that scenario. So really you're comparing apples and oranges and so to suggest to someone who is illegally here in the country that individuals who believe in law and order in the United States of America are oppressors, and therefore your reaction to them might be to take a violent approach. The real issue here to me is that they are instigating the idea of insurrection. And what we know historically about those kinds of concepts and those kinds of thoughts is that they are introduced by Marxists and by communists as a means to destabilize a country so that they can bring that country to a place of such chaos that the people begin to cry out for law and order. And now the Marxists step in and say, we are now the law and order.
And then we would all bow down and be grateful to them. Yeah, that's exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly the idea. Create an emergency and then come in and solve the emergency, and people will be grateful to you.
Right.
Your main question, and we only have a couple of minutes, is: are we too divided to for this to be repaired? Are we at a point now where we're so divided as a country that it's beyond repair? Is that division beyond repair? I think that's a question we all need to be discussing.
I think it's an important question for us to be considering, because one of the things in our nation's history's past has been that we could all come back to a place of faith, irrespective of other differences or other arguments or what have you that we were having. As a nation, when faced with a crisis, we came back to a place of our Christian faith and our Christian belief. I believe that the insidiousness of what has happened to us is that they have infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated our houses of faith, and I think we've got a large swath of individuals who don't really understand what Christianity actually is, and what Jesus actually did, and the change and the transformation that Christianity offers, the actual life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness that is offered through a true Christian experience. And so that creates a problem, because it's hard to find then any kind of commonality or footing for us to come together. But yes, I believe we can fix this. I believe that it's possible, because I believe that God can do amazing things, and I believe that in every single person, God has placed the three elements that are necessary to bring us to salvation, and that is what will save America.
Amen. Amen. Always a pleasure, Pastor Greg. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Matt. God bless you. God bless the Hill Country. Love y'all. Talk to you next time.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns, Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the thing. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much for being here. I really, really am grateful to have those of you that are all watching and listening to the program each and every day. And I'm just very, very grateful. And I'm so honored that I was able to get connected as we close out this morning's program with my very dear friend from California. He has been fighting against the affirmative action and the equity people fighting for equality. He has been a leader in the civil rights, the real civil rights movement, and it's just an honor to have him on the program. I want to welcome Ward Connerly. Ward, welcome. Great to have you, sir.
My brother, it's a pleasure always to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know we don't have a lot of time, so let's get to our great threat is the divide. I was just talking in a segment about the divide in America, America's divisive place, and the question being asked is, are we so divided? Can we bridge the gap? Can we fix this division? Can we find some way to come together and reunite America?
Well, I have my doubts, but I'm an optimist. I'm a bald guy who always thinks he can grow hair, so I'm a real optimist. And there's something about the American people that is an unknown factor that can kick in at any time, and it's our belief system. We are some amazing people, and that gives me hope, hope eternal. So my short answer is, yeah, I think we can. It's not going to be easy. A lot of noses are going to get bruised in the process, but I think we can pull it off.
How important do you think faith will be in that conversation, in that coming together?
It is the all important factor. The founders of our country were people who believed in freedom. They believed in equal opportunity. They believed in life, but they had faith. And when they talked about, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created, we didn't descend from the sky or from a plant. So faith is all important.
When we think about that faith issue, you know, I had a pastor on this morning who's coming on regularly now with me, because we really are trying to address what's happening within the Black community in particular, and the violence that's taking place. This most recent situation where you had a young man who is shooting through a window at his girlfriend and potentially could have killed her and the children, has a standoff with police, gets killed, and now the marchers are marching on behalf of the guy that was trying to kill, you know, an innocent family, his wife or his girlfriend and two children. That's kind of mixed up.
Yeah, it is. But there it's faith coupled with very, very, very strong law enforcement. We've reached the point, Pastor, with these progressive politics where there's no price to pay for breaking law. And people go into stores in the middle of the day and steal products openly and sell them on the open market. All of this bespeaks of a society that has lost its respect for the rules. And the way you deal with that, in my opinion, is you show that you are going to make them pay the price for breaking the law.
In that context, how do we take it a step further back to help, and we're going to run out of time here pretty quick, but how do we take a step further back and begin to change the culture to want to just from the very get-go do the right thing, as opposed to taking, I guess, what they consider to be the shortcut to whatever it is that their ultimate goal seems to be?
The power of prayer. I think there comes a time where the only salvation that we have, and here I am talking to you about that, but the only salvation is prayer. And we don't do that very much anymore. We don't pray. We don't have a belief system that puts us in a place to pray. So I think we have to start going to church more. I haven't been to church, I regret to say, in far too many moons. But we have to bring back the good Lord into our lives. And that is hard to do.
It certainly can be. It certainly can be. But, you know, hopefully we can keep the church doors open. And hopefully we can get pastors invigorated to get involved in this again. That's certainly where our concentration is going to be within the communities, is to get the ministers engaged and involved. Ward Connerly, my guest. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Remember, at the end of the day, it's going to fall to you and to me. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.